Amundsen Tran, and I am 38 years old. Today is December 5th, 2019. I am speaking with my daughters, Catherine Tran, and we are recording this interview at Westminster, California.
Okay. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
Yes, the person who is the kindest in my life is my teacher, Warren James Truman. He's my 10th grader teacher. I met him when I failed almost every class since 10th grade. But then he's the only one, first time in my life, encouraging me to work hard, and he have a faith that I can do better, and he thinks that I'm the smartest student of his, even when all my classes receive a D. But after that date, because of his encouragements and praise me that I'm smarter than these, I was shocked. And since I try really hard with all the classes that year, ended up I'm not only passes, but I'm excelled in the following years. And since then, I always believe in myself and I improve dramatically. And I'm not only fail any class, but I attend college at early age and graduate from high school early than most people.
Okay, and then what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel the most grateful about in my life is when we arrived in America. I always feel hungry back in Vietnam when we don't have enough food. But when I come here, I'm not only able to have enough food every day, but the most important is I'm not able, or my family could not support me for schooling. But when I came here, I start have an opportunity to learn how to read, how to write, and that is where opportunities to open my life, where I can learn the real things. And I think there's nothing more grateful than education that America provided me.
And when you went into the military, what was basic training like?
Oh, my first day at the basic training in the Great Lakes, Illinois, it was a very hard, very scary moment in my life that I never thought I could survive. The first thing, when we get off airplanes, they screaming at us, they yelling, they really mean, they trying to, they call us with nothing, and they not really kind, and a lot of physical training, a lot of demand, a lot of days that we not even have enough sleep, a lot of detail we have to follow. I thought, and most of people thought they could not survive. But they push, they say we can do not only 100%, but we can do 110%. And eventually we try really hard, and no matter how hard we try, they always say we can do more. and we don't get it. And we got yelled at. We got pushed. We got pushed. If we don't work as they tell us, we got punished. And it's so scary. I see so many people give up, run away from boot camp. They'd rather go into jail than continue. And myself, I almost tried to give up. I thought I could not handle. But I keep working hard and day by day, and realized that by the time we graduated, and looking back, I could not believe that we are truly can do 110%, as we never leave, or myself never leave, I can do what I did at the boot camp. So I feel really the best moment in my life is joining the military basic training. I think that's the teaching me the most basic things in this world is always believe in yourself, and you can always do more than 1%. And up to this day, I think the best thing that taught me is the basic training. Is that okay?